Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are in 1 Samuel chapter 27, where I want us to be aware of a couple of things. Be aware of being tired, and be aware of self-talk. The events of chapter 27 unfold in this way. David has grown tired of running from Saul. So as a result, he moves away from the promised land into Philistine territory, where he gains Ziklag. And he starts raiding and manipulating, which is going to put him in a trap. And it all begins with what David says to himself. He was led astray by his own self-talk. He talked himself and others away from God's temple, away from God's people, and away from God's worship. David replaced the word of God with his own words. Now think about this. David had previously been told by Jonathan, his trusted friend, and by Abigail, a faithful servant of God, that he would reign as king over Israel. But instead of holding on to those words of grace from God, David spoke to himself, not what the eyes of faith could see, but only what human perspective could discern. And he walked away from God's designed place into enemy territory. It seems to me that anytime you're consistently walking away from the worship of God, away from God's people, you are walking into temptation's trap. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Mosquito LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador.